This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The candy store paupers lie to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers. They pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. Well, the man who wrote those words, Peter Garrett, former lead singer with Midnight Oil, has become Environment, Heritage, and Arts Minister in Australia's new government. Here's a sample of his resume.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
Peter Garrett has long been an environmental activist and was elected to the Australian Parliament 3 years ago. He joins the ranks of other entertainers who've used music and lyrics and some guitar chops to catapult into office.
As far back as Frederick the Great, power and power chords have intermingled. Frederick was a musician with some talent, good, maybe not great. He had to his credit 4 symphonies and 100 sonatas.
In contemporary politics, Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas sits on the Detroit City Council.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat?
And there's Jerry Butler.
Your precious love means more to me than any love could ever.
Known as the Iceman of Rhythm and Blues from his work with the Impressions, Butler now has also performed since the 1980s as a Cook County Board Commissioner in Illinois. Popular musicians have rocketed to Capitol Hill, too.
You are still the one that makes me proud. Still the one that I dream about. We're still having fun, and you're still the one.
John Hall is a congressman from New York's 19th Congressional District. He co-founded the 1970s band Orleans, but he was not the first pop star to make the transition.
The miniskirt, the current thing,
The late Sonny Bono served as congressman from California until his death in a ski accident. In any case, the ranks of politicians propelled into office from the charts to quorum calls is slim.
And the beat goes on.
And we're not counting the faux members of this category. The late Illinois Senator Paul Simon, who never told us about 50 ways to leave your lover. And father and son U.S. representatives from Kentucky named Carl Perkins, who may not even have worn blue suede shoes.